Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Oh, where's this? You are one of the smartest people I know, right?
I mean,
no, but I'm being honest, yes. Right? Like, you're giving Prefect energy, like,
yes, head goal energy.
You know everything, and you remind us that you know a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I have one question for you. When you were in school, did you play chess?
No.
Stacey, I thought maybe it is you.
No. So, I believe that the stuff that you need in your brain,
yeah.
to be good at chess, yeah. is the same stuff you would need in your brain to be good at maths.
Oh, and it's not mathing.
No.
Oh.
It's just that was never really my bag. Yeah. It looks very impressive. Loved The Queen's Gambit as a book.
Yeah, loved the show. Love a castle.
Love a king, love a queen. Love that horsey thing. Don't really know what it means. However, I do understand and appreciate that it requires an immense amount of strategy. And it's this idea of having to, like, within just the confines of your brain, especially a speed chess situation, you have to have all these moves planned and prepped and be like 18 steps ahead of other people. You know, just, it's important to know thyself.
Yeah.
And I know myself. And myself is not a chess player.
Also, Stacey, I reckon, because it's a type of sport where you don't talk.
Yeah, that wasn't for me.
It's not for you.
Not a lot of talk.
Yeah, man.
I have no interest in that at all.
She must be talking.
That's it.
But we're going to shine the light on a young man who's doing amazing things, representing KZN in the World Championships for chess, right? His name is Jura Sujai. He's going to be joining us in the studio. I'm very excited. We love a KZN story.
But this kid's like good.
Smart boy.
Yes, all the things that we could never figure out ourselves, he has nailed already. So he's 16 years old, hails from KZN, and he has done the things that has landed him in the history books and in spectacular style.
This is pretty cool, man. We're really, really proud. He's representing South Africa at the 2025 African Schools Individual Chess Championship in Kenya. Jura stunned the continent by winning the under-17 division with a perfect score of 9 out of 9. That's right.
Talk about a king.
Not a single game lost nor drawn, a clean sweep against some of the toughest young minds from across South Africa. How impressive is that?
Very. And I mean, as you know, we could not participate because of the age situation. Otherwise, anything was possible.
Sure.
So he's a grade 11 learner at Ashton International College in Balito. Jura is now more than just a local talent. He is a rising continental star, ladies and gentlemen. One of over 1,100 participants. He stood alone as the only player across all age groups and categories to achieve a flawless record. Now, we're telling you all about this because it's very impressive.
Yes.
We're all very proud. You know, when one of us does well, we all do well. And everybody, please stop what you're doing. Pay attention. Sit up. Posture is important because we've got a history maker in the building.
This young legend right here from KZN just did something that no one else at the African School Individual Chess Championships managed to do this year. Or maybe even ever.
Ever.
Like, never ever has this been done before. He did not just win, ladies and gentlemen. This guy, young lad, the future of South Africa. He dominated 9 games, 9 wins, and now a continental champion at the age of 16.
16 years old.
16 in Tuana,
a humongously warm welcome for the Pride of Balito and now East Coast Radio. Jura Sujai, everybody!
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
So humble, so cute.
Yeah, no, we're.
Can you say that?
We're good. We're like just, you know, wondering about what we achieved when we were 16, and the list was not nearly as impressive as yours. Just congratulations.
Shout out, well done, man.
Incredible feat. So we're gonna stop at the easy stuff. How does it feel to be the African under-17 chess champion?
Well, to be the African Individual School Chess Championship in the under-17 Open with a perfect score of 9 out of 9, I was like really overjoyed by that. The competition was tough, but I really want to give thanks to God and to my parents for everything they've done for me. It was a great experience. I enjoyed it. Like, the games were tough. My opponents, some of them were my friends.
Yeah.
My opponents played some good games, but I managed to end up victorious on top of that.
Shut up, man.
I'd say.
Like the true king that you are. So you were the only player across all divisions to get a perfect score. We want to know, what was going through your mind when you won the final game?
Well, even when I won my round 8 game, I was like, all I need is a draw to win and the tournament will be over. But I was like, why not go the extra mile and just just push for a last win. And the moment I won my last game, I just realized what I've done, and I was just so excited within. I couldn't wait for prize giving. Like, I already had my suit on and everything. I was ready for it. Like, I loved it.
You see, something that you said that I think is quite important is that you could have just won with a draw.
Yeah.
But why? Like take it all the way to the top. So, I mean, is that the kind of mentality? And I don't just mean for young people who are listening. I'm saying for all of us, because sometimes even the groans.
Take it to the top.
Yeah, even the groans need a little bit of a reset. Like, you could have settled, quote unquote, and still technically won, but to go all the way, like, is that the difference? Is that what makes a champion, in your opinion?
Yes. I didn't even have to play the last round, to be honest. I would have won no matter what.
Yeah.
But I think what makes the difference is actually knowing what you can achieve and going that further mile and actually pushing yourself to do what you can.
Incredible.
I think that's the best.
That's good stuff.
All the way from Belito. This is why I moved to.
So
to
some of this magic and rubble on you.
Yes. Well, see,
he's in your hood.
I need to breathe the same air.
I'm telling you.
That's why I moved to Belito.
I'm telling you.
How did you stay focused during? Because it was long, right? It was a 5-hour session. How did you stay focused, like mentally?
Well, that's a tough question. But to stay focused during those games, I would usually like take a walk when it's not my turn, or I'd have some water or a snack bar with me. I think that's what kept me going. Yeah, that was what like gave me some energy to it.
Sure.
Some water, guys.
You
very
take a
important
walk.
To hydrate.
Take a walk.
Hydrate.
Have
take
a snack
walk.
Bar.
Have a snack. It makes it look so easy.
Well, hello. We're looking at a winner, babes. We're looking at a winner.
Yo.
So now the big question. I mean, and it's quite a ask when you're so young. But what's next?
What's next? My next goal is to reach my international master title. I'm fighting for it. I'm ready to go.
Damn.
Except like there's always some challenges that come with it. It's really hard to do it like managing my school and chess at the same time.
Yeah.
And financially it's also still a bit hectic, like especially without any sponsorships, it kind of makes it a bit more difficult. But that's the goal, to keep on pushing and try achieve my next title.
Shout out. This is what happens when your parents are present.
It's giving he could take on Magnus. It's giving you a take on Magnus.
Yeah,
one day is one day.
Win.
Thank you so much for being here. And just thank you for not only just representing the province, representing Belito, but representing yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's really important that all of us, if you are good at something, if you are naturally gifted at something, that you exploit that, that you really kind of like break it all the way open and take on as much as possible. Also, if you happen to be listening and you're like, this sounds like something my company could possibly get behind, because to do all these traveling credentials and gotta be here, gotta be there. We need suits for when we have our prize giving ceremonies. We need snack bar money. If you'd like to get involved, the WhatsApp line is always open, 061-792-9495. But also, can we get hold of you guys directly somehow?
Yes, you can get a hold of us directly.
Okay, so we will give you all those details. We will facilitate that because we are looking at a non-stop winner. Congratulations.
Man. One more time. Well
You're
done.
Incredible.
Well done.
Incredible.
For more details on this guy, head on over to ecr.co.az. Click on Stacey and Jason. I'm sure you listened to Stacey and Jace when perhaps maybe we played a role in your tendencies of being a champion.
This is how you stayed focused for 5 hours.
Say it out loud, Pella. Say it out loud. Yes, you listen to Stacey
yes,
and Jace.
Yes, East Coast Radio every
all the time.
Day.
Yay, all the time.
Yeah,
you go.
Stacey and Jace Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.